Did you ever break a rule? Yeah. Have you ever broken the law? Yeah. What would you prefer to do, break the law or break the rules? We can usually, we can usually get forgiveness when we break the rules. But sometimes when we break the law, there's consequences. I guess there's consequences in breaking rules also. But things in this world help us, keep us on the right track. Now, there was a young woman in the scripture that I'm going to share with you a little bit that was bent over. And I don't know what they call that when you see people that are bent over, osteoporosis or something. I don't know. Most of the time it's women that get that way. And Jesus healed her. That's a good thing. But he broke the law doing it. And the Pharisees and the people of that day were very upset with him because he healed her on the Sabbath day, a day of rest, a day of worship. Now, Jesus said that I came not to do away with the law, but to fulfill the law. So the law is very important, but you've got to be so careful. So he told these old boys that was giving him a fit about doing that. He said, well, I seen you take your donkey out of the ditch over there. That's work too, wasn't it? Yeah. Well, you've got to be able to have the proper perspective about that. And I got a little commentary I was going to share with you. It says, Jesus had the very same problem about rule-breaking and law-breaking. He said there was a lady who was crippled, and now we know crippled is somebody that's, you know, bent over. It can be all kinds of reason why that happened, but the crippled lady came into the church, or in them days they call it the synagogue, where Jesus was teaching. And when Jesus saw the woman, he did something for her. He healed her. Her back straightened up, and she stood right straight up. But there were some people at the church who got mad, and they reminded Jesus, this is the Sabbath day, you don't heal on the Sabbath day. Well, this was Sunday, you know, in our way of worshiping as we permit, but it's still a Sabbath day. Some people worship on Friday night, some people worship on Saturday, some people worship on Sunday. It is the time to take time and to rest and to worship. But you still have to do things. Things come up, things that you got to do. And I try to rest on Sunday afternoon, but if the gate quit working, which it did a couple of weeks ago, and, you know, nobody could get in or out, I had to get up and go and do the best I could. I couldn't fix it, but I was able to open it, so it stayed open until we got my grandson and a couple other people helped me fix it. But you need to take a time of rest. You really do. God created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then on the seventh, he rested. You know, we're not designed to be full bore 7 days a week. Now, it doesn't have to be on Sunday. Don't have to be on Saturday. There needs to be, if you're working and you work shift work and you work the weekends and so forth, like police officers and firemen and other people that we rely on to be there on Sunday, why? They can take another day, but you need to have a personal day. It could be a Linda day, you know, where you can just kick back and relax and enjoy and meditate and read scripture. So, Jesus reminded them that sometimes you got to work on Sunday or the Sabbath. You bend the rules a little because there's a greater good that can be accomplished. Amen? So, don't deny yourself of a little bit of rest to feel guilty. Oh, I got to do this. I got to do that.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Amen. Thank you, David.